sitting along in the classroom waiting. I was a bit early. Had some time to kill, so I pulled out my phone. I had some news to catch up on, some video about the latest anime series on. I had to sit through an ad of some old fat Mexican bitch fucking a white guy while at SeaWorld. This fucking Threeb propaganda. Waited the prerequisite 5 seconds before clicking off. YouTube wasn't the best platform, sure, but it was one of the only that a no-name nothing could still post to, since that was where real opinions were found. The no-name nothings, that is, that made YouTube a place with value still. Even if there were government-sponsored ad breaks every 10 minutes, forcing the idea of three copulation down my throat, I wasn't even watching anime much anymore. Anime itself had become a bit predictable. The latest show that was all the rage was another of these long, kinda light novel-sounding names. What happened to turn the whole world into a field of gold, but not in a good way? It wasn't entirely accurate from what I knew, but it was close enough right. The main character of the story was a boy, like always, and there was some kind of love triangle thing. The main ho and the side ho had a bit of a scuffle around now, about halfway through the first season. The last episode of the half season just aired last night. There was no ignoring this show, even if the moment-to-moment experience was nothing new. It was one of those zeitgeist shows. Hell, yesterday in class, one of the older guys was talking about how Christopher Walken, the artificial voice actor, of course, gave a great performance as the main kid. I couldn't stand the English voices. I needed some level of separation between the emotional content and the informational. And the Japanese voices were better at conveying the emotional energy of a line regardless. Fuck realism, or natural performance, or whatever else the Western voice work was praised for. It's like we are experiencing completely different things. It was almost enough to abandon anime as a whole, but there were still things there. As much as I was loath to admit it, there was something here. The group of scavengers had been approached by a historian, someone who wanted to learn the secret of what caused the Great Kinnine Error. I guess the West called it aurification. Turns out it wasn't the whole world that was affected, only about half of it. This explorer was from the old world and convinced the group that there was likely something worth savaging, at least, at a certain place which was the center of the Kinnanair effect, not too far from their village. That was the basic premise, I guess. For people easily impressed by visual splendor and mysteries, it was the biggest thing. People talked about the landscapes, golden dunes, sand traps, giant bugs with golden carapace with intricate markings. The dangers in the golden wastes were numerous and diverse, and it seemed in this world gold had an almost magic quality in certain forms. People loved talking about it. I didn't really want to watch it myself, though. Something about it was off-putting. This episode apparently had a change to the op and ed, and the YouTube video commentary was talking about it. There was a fighting animation between the main guy and some unknown villain that I swore I saw before. I dug through my watched anime list and recalled. The choreography reminded me of the op from the old 2035 show C. Well, that show was actually a reinterpretation of an even older 2011 show that was almost entirely forgotten. The 2011 show had more heart, but the animation was, in a word, old. Downloading the op and playing them side by side, it was not just apparently similar. It was pose for pose, frame for frame. Reusing fight choreography could be called lazy, I suppose. They weren't done by the same studio, so maybe it's more of a reference than a copy. But now that C was mentioned, there was something that had become clear about this show that wasn't previously. It was a feeling about how the show was set up and the direction things were moving from the beginning that led me to be uninterested in the show as a whole. A feeling of I know where this is going or I know what this is about. There was no single thing I could have pointed to, but the direct reference to C. Gold is a resource in our modern world which is foundational to electronics. It previously was used as currency simply due to its scarcity, it seemed. But there has always been mysticism around it. The streets are paved with gold to my mind is simply a description of a circuit board city. Not that that was any different from the physical world. Electron cars carrying their charges from here to there modulated by resistors, inductors, and switches on their paths predetermined for the operation of this city, no different from a computer, executing a program of unknown intent and scale. A world where gold taken as metaphor was so abundant it had lost all meaning. It had become a burden. Something to brush out of your hair, to discard. Something that caused nothing but harm, reflecting light, causing heat storms, carrying electric hazards and beasts. In this world, water became the thing to value. In which case, in our world, mud rust, C was about currency. Trust, the digital expanse. This Kininar was the aftermath of a bad ending to C, a train vomiting liquid gold. A machine with two parts. Both were intended to be activated simultaneously. Debt made manifest. Reality being consumed by debt. The machine was designed to turn trash into gold to feed the debt monster. To save themselves, one side turned the weapon on the other. Half the world was left in a state of economic despair. Trade ceased, war broke out, and the vast majority died due to disease and famine. They were able to recover to an agrarian state after many generations. The gold side was reduced to a few pockets of nomadic scavengers and villages which were founded from the basements of the old cities. There is no farming, but there are new forms of insect life which feed deep underground. Underground and deep sea life. Love is something to kill. It breeds hope falsely and maintains connections which should be broken. It drags along blindly those fools into a hopeless abyss.